This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Trudy Hunter is a law school grad, a grant writer, and a social worker. She wants to add Birmingham mayor to that list. Hunter is among a dozen candidates in Tuesday's municipal election. She tells WBHM Cheryl Wheeler Stewart she's thought about running for mayor for a few years. This year, she entered the race in the last hour of qualifying.
It's been 10 years in the making, really, literally the last seven since I've been in school getting educated, and then the last 2 years wrestling with God, whether or not to actually step out and do it. You know, my faith, I was like, I can't run up against these people. I said, people aren't going to listen to me. And then I was just like, Lord, okay. I said, I trust you and I have faith in you. And actually on the day, last day of qualifying, it was 4 o'clock and I said, honey, we got to go. I've got to go qualify.
Were there certain issues that propelled you or certain concerns you had that you felt you could address best as mayor of Birmingham?
I did, with the education system, the education curriculum not gearing towards children of color, the crime, you know, measuring and doing a lot of studies on recidivism is the best way to fight crime in here in Alabama, in Birmingham in particular, and just realizing that bringing all the opportunities down from downtown into the other neighborhoods, we have 99 neighborhoods, but one community.
What do you see as the greatest challenge facing Birmingham right now?
I think the greatest challenge we have is poverty. The economic inequality, the instability of the housing market is a big issue, and it's the central issue. It's a chronic issue, but we have to deal with the past, and the racial relationship has to heal. The structural racism within our laws that are codified in the traditions and customs here in Alabama, in order to break through those barriers, we have to educate the public about what we can and cannot do, and then create change.
So what plan do you have for dealing with poverty?
First, holding accountable the businesses that are already in the neighborhoods. If you look at their businesses and their stores, they're terrible. I mean, some of them are dirty. They allow their buildings to go, you know, unmaintenance. Hold them to the same accountable standards as they do downtown. That way new businesses would want to come in, bringing safety back into the neighborhoods, getting the police more involved with the community and the community more involved with the police, taking down the buildings that don't need to be there, building new businesses with energy efficient buildings. And, you know, it can happen. Cutting down on how many, you know, liquor stores and strip clubs that come into these neighborhoods. We don't need that.
What plan do you have in mind for revitalizing these communities and restoring some of our housing stock?
I'm a big person who believes in philanthropy and grant writing for two different organizations and foundations that have money out there for revitalization, for stabilization of neighborhoods. I'm a professional grant writer, but there's a lot of money out there that people don't realize that we can bring into these communities to help revitalize, to help knock down these houses. You know, we need environmental friendly buildings, solar buildings for clean air for our children. And it's going to take a lot of hard work. It's something that's not going to happen overnight. There's a lot of things that we could say we can do. That's why I don't promise anything, because I need to see what it is that we're working with, and then we can best deal with those issues and go move forward that way.
That's Birmingham mayoral candidate Trudy Hunter speaking with WBHM Cheryl Wheeler Stewart. You can hear interviews with other candidates and other reporting around next week's elections at our website, wbhm.org. This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN.